I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe even some caffeine. Now, if you've ever felt like you're constantly being tossed around by your emotions, happy one minute, stressed the next, you know what I'm talking about. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? But what if I told you that building resilience, that inner strength to bounce back from anything life throws at us, is a skill we can actually learn and cultivate? That's exactly what we're diving into today, developing emotional resilience through mindfulness and practice. It's not about becoming some emotionless robot, folks. It's about learning to observe your feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your ship. Emotions are the waves, and mindfulness is your compass. You want to ride those waves, but you don't want them to control your course, right? Here's the blueprint, my friends. First up, acknowledge your feelings. This sounds simple, but it's surprisingly powerful. Don't try to suppress or ignore what you're feeling. Take a moment to name it. Are you anxious? Frustrated? Joyful? Just acknowledging it takes away some of its power. Ever notice how when you put a feeling into words, it feels less overwhelming? Second, practice mindful breathing. This is your anchor in the storm, literally. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times. It might sound cliche, but it seriously helps to calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Third, challenge your thoughts. We all have those pesky negative thought patterns that can drag us down. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they aren't facts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, when we examine our thoughts more closely, we realize they are not as solid as we initially believed. Fourth, focus on what you can control. This is a big one. Life throws curveballs, but we can choose how we react to them. Focus your energy on things within your control, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Worrying about things outside your control just drains you and steals your precious energy. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant. Think about it, that warm cup of coffee, the sunshine on your face, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these are all little things we often take for granted. Make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate them. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really had to put this into practice. Remember that big presentation I was stressing over last week? The one where I felt like my palms were sweating buckets and my brain decided to take a vacation. Well, instead of spiraling down the anxiety rabbit hole, I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself to focus on what I could control, delivering my best possible presentation, and visualized success. And guess what? It went amazing. The point is, folks, emotional resilience isn't some magical superpower, it's a skill we develop through consistent practice. Mindfulness, self-awareness, and a positive mindset are your secret weapons. So keep practicing, keep learning, and remember you've got this. Want to dive deeper? Check out the resources I've listed on our website, share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra strength, and let me know what resonates with you in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe and join us tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Wisdom. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.